League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Clark, CEO of Gfinity, G-F-I-N. John, thanks for joining me.
Always pleased to be here.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I was looking, and I know you've been busy, and it's probably 5 months have gone by since we've last spoken. It doesn't seem that long, but that's amazing.
There's nothing personal, Justin. Just been very, very busy and not been in a position to be able to talk very much, but hopefully you can start to see why.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad busy. Like, you know, you announced a proposed acquisition and fundraising, and you also described it as a transformational acquisition for the company. And of course, that's Stock Informer. We'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, as always, John, for people not familiar because it's different parts of the business, just explain or summarise Gfinity for people not familiar, please.
Yeah, no problems. So Gfinity builds highly engaged communities of gamers, both for ourselves and for others, that could be scaled and monetized.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, let's talk about the fundraise first. Share more details on this, if you could.
Yeah, this raise is a major success for Gfinity. You know, it's an oversubscribed raise of $3.3 million at close to market price. But really importantly, we've brought on board a new cornerstone institutional investor, which is Canaccord Genuity Wealth Management, who have a very influential fund manager. We got investment from existing shareholders, and we've also added a new family office. So it's a real strong endorsement of the company's strategic focus on what it owns. And you've heard me talk about that when we do speak on many occasions. But it's also the significant growth potential of the business, especially the Gfinity Digital Media Group, the GDM. And so when you look at that, based on the success of that fundraise, we've now completed the acquisition of Meggitt Limited that operates the site Stock Informer in both the US and the UK and the US. That, of course, is subject to shareholder approval at an EGM on September the 10th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, the Stock Informer's a highly profitable e-commerce referral site. So think Go Compare for gamers and their lifestyles, which becomes part of the GDM with immediate effect. So this is in line with the strategy to grow the value per user in the GDM through e-commerce. So really what this does is basically transforms the financials of the GDM overnight.
Yeah. No, a couple of people said, what's the link here? And obviously people didn't look into Stock Informer. And largely, I mean, most of the stuff that's searched for on there are like play consoles, gaming, all to do gaming, aren't they, essentially? So it makes sense, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when you think about it, gamer lifestyles and that's really, that fits directly into our strategy, is to be focused on gamer lifestyle, and this fits directly into that.
I had a couple of people say, why are they raising money? Why did you need to do a fundraiser to acquire Stock Informer?
Yeah, the size of the Stock Informer deal meant that we needed to raise the funds to complete it. You know, Gfinity as a business is now in a much better position than it was 18 months ago. Yeah, we've got a clear strategy that's delivering and transforming the financial performance and the overall outlook of the business. The challenge that we're now solving for is funding growth, and that's a better position than where the business was, say, 18 months ago, and funding growth specifically in Gfinity Digital Media Group. So with Stock Informer, we've delivered a really excellent deal for all concerned, our shareholders, Mike Green, the owner of Stock Informer, Gfinity, and also the close to combined 15 million existing Stock Informer and Gfinity monthly users. So now that we've raised the funds, our focus is really going to shift to integrating Stock Informer into the GDM and building on the excellent work that Mike's delivered over the past decade.
Yeah, so explain why you like Stock Informer, what's going to happen there. Why do you like it?
Yeah, first, I want to sort of congratulate Mike Green, the founder, and is the sole employee of Stock Informer. So over 10 years, he's built domain authority and the go-to destinations for gamers that are looking for scarce, hard-to-find gaming-related products like consoles, peripherals, and graphic cards. So Stock Informer's serving a market, a need that's not going to go away anytime soon, and that's access to scarce gaming-related products. So as I say, in essence, we've acquired the GoCompare equivalent for gamers and their lifestyles. It's an accretive acquisition. It delivered 2.3 million of revenue in full year 21, a net margin of more than 90%. And look, there's no doubt that last year was a particularly strong year with the release of the next-gen PlayStation and Xbox consoles. But it's also benefiting from a more systematic shift towards consumers purchasing these kinds of products online. Yeah, when you combine that as well with global chip shortage, it just means that demand's likely to exceed supply for most new tech products coming to market for the foreseeable future. So he's got roughly 2 million monthly users and nearly 350,000 users across his social channels. As I say, he's got strong domain authority built over 10 years, which makes it very hard for competitors to break into the space. And all this has been achieved with the tech as well as the growth in users and revenue due to the hard work of Mike himself. So he's built a really strong foundation. And now it's up to Gfinity and us to bring our expertise and resource to take that to the next level. That's why we love it.
Yeah. And explain the financial structure, if you could, of the deal there, John.
Yeah, as I mentioned, this is an excellent deal. So we're paying 2.5 million in cash, 2.5 million in Gfinity shares, plus a 3-year earnout of 30% of revenue. Based on what we believe is conservative financial modelling, we're planning for 1.2 million revenue in its first year as part of the Gfinity Group, which would deliver around 900,000 in profit, and 1.5 million revenue in the second year, which would deliver 1.2 million in profit. So if we then just stayed flat on that year two number, it would mean, including the earnout, the total consideration for the acquisition will be 6.3 million. And so again, based on those year two numbers, that's a 4x revenue multiple and only a 5x profit multiple, which we believe is excellent value in this sector. So Mike's going to stay with the company for a minimum of 18 months with the option of continuing in line with his 3-year earnout. He's going to work with us full time for the first 3 months, and then start scaling back the number of days acting as a consultant to the new team that we're bringing on board. So we've acquired Stock Informer for a good price, it's profitable, and there's significant room for growth.
Yeah, talk us about that. How do you intend, because it fits very nicely with GDM, but how do you intend to grow it, and what's the advantages of having it part of GDM then?
Yeah, so when you look at that and think about the growth, there's two areas. I think it's going to continue to grow based on those big macro factors that are out there in the bigger world of gaming, as well as the benefits of being in the GDM. So the macro factors. Like we're highlighted in the media today, if the ongoing scarcity of products, especially gaming related ones like consoles, and that when you add the trend to more online shopping, and you can see that how that's going to help to continue to help Stock Informer grow. Then there's the benefits of being in the GDM, and for that there's plenty. So Stock Informer has been built by one very smart and talented individual. He's already got, let's say, close to 2 million users, monthly users, and close to 350,000 users on his social channels. We're going to be adding our SEO, and he does no search engine optimization work at the moment. So we're going to be adding our search engine optimization and social teams with their expertise so they can turbocharge the numbers that he's been able to generate. Another benefit is that the US site accounts for just 17% of Stock Informer form of revenues today. And in terms of the potential market size, this should be really greater than that of the UK site. So we're going to put in place dedicated resource to do this, and also to tap into the GDM's users, 50% plus of which are based in the US. So we're going to be able to link those two together. We're also going to broaden the products that Stock Informer follows and offers. Going to really focus on things like PCs, mobiles, tablets, and monitors, which currently they don't focus on the site. And then we're going to optimize the sites for ads, which will be highly attractive for those brands looking to reach consumers who are just about to make a purchase. You know, that moment of truth to buy, which will drive up the value of what those ads could be. So we're not looking to sort of have a site dominated by ads, but looking for good strategic partners to work with, and you can see the value that they could accrue from that. So the Stock Informer within GDM's got a really, you know, exciting growth trajectory, and the team can't wait to get going.
Yeah, and so it'll grow on multi levels, won't it? Really, just geographically, product offering, all that stuff. And I suppose if you could, John, explain how advertising sort of works and how, you know, GDM works, because you're looking to build users, but also the value of those users, aren't you?
Yes, so as you mentioned, we really focused on driving up the value of the, you know, we call it the annualized value of a monthly user. And the way to do that is you want more and more users coming into our world, but also to make sure that you diversify and get a balanced revenue model with roughly equal split between programmatic ad revenue, sponsored content, and importantly, e-commerce. Mm-hmm. And that's when we study. You've heard me talk about Future PLC and yeah, other digital publishers. You know, that's very much the model that that they look at. So for us, GDM is new in itself, but as a result, e-commerce is new. So it currently represents less than 5% of our revenues, but it's growing. You know, the team over the last 9 months have been testing and working out within our site on a couple of our sites, been heat mapping, testing advertising modules and products, learning a lot, and sort of now we're starting to roll that out across our sites. But we've also been looking at e-com sites to acquire that would turbocharge the growth in the space, and that's really what Stock Informer is. So as we grow our user base and start to deliver that, we can drive up that annualized value of a monthly user, and that's where the real growth starts to come in the financials and improvement in the financials of the business.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned the Canaccord has come on. I mean, do you anticipate sort of bringing in more institutional investors?
Yes, definitely. I think over the past month, Canaccord, our new brokers, have been introducing both myself and my CFO John Hall to their clients. You know, it's been a good opportunity for them to meet me for the first time and hear firsthand the Gfinity strategy and focus on what we own. You know, and I've been very consistent in what I've been saying since I was appointed CEO in March 2020. You know, we're building a business that adds value to the gaming ecosystem that's got strong foundations that could be scaled and be monetized. So been fortunate to add some great talent to the team, both at the non-exec level and important leadership positions. You know, it's what's good is that the whole company's embraced the strategic focus on what we own, and really that's the GDM and our proprietary tech IP. And as a result of that, we're transforming the economic outlook of the business. Doesn't happen overnight. It does take time, but we're now on that journey, and we've got some exciting times ahead of us. You know, I think as we continue to deliver on the proof points and grow, then I fully expect more institutions to come in and support Gfinity in the direction of where this business is going.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, John, well, listen, you've done it for a while. Hope you can remember three reasons, but if you could, if someone's listening to this, likes the sound of what you're doing here but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay. First, we've got a great team. Second, the business has got a really clear strategy and momentum behind it. And thirdly, with Stock Informer and Think Go Compare for Gamers, is a transformational deal for the business.
Excellent stuff, John. Good to chat to you. And hopefully we don't leave it another 5 minutes.
Definitely not. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.